Yeah, I got the ego big time. Damn.
Dude, that's the thing.
I'm looking at the Chevy Cruze right now. I'm thinking about buying a Chevy Cruze.
You think about buying a Chevy Cruze?
I think I'm going to buy a fucking Chevy Cruze tomorrow.
Bro,
that's straight cash. I think I'm buying a Chevy Cruze tomorrow.
Go in there and try to buy the fucking dealership.
Like, oh, yo, I'm going to be like, yeah. How much are you guys selling it for? 15 grand?
Okay.
That's my limit.
That's, dude, you could probably do it. You could probably go in there. The best thing about you buying a car is you worked in a car dealership. So you can be like, Paul's the fucking baloney, bro. You're talking to an old car dealer.
Well, that's the funny thing. I'm Mina. Yeah, fuck, whatever. Should have named him. I don't know. Who cares? My brother-in-law is the one selling it to me.
Ah.
He works at a dealership. So I was calling him on the phone. I was like, about pricing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this isn't fucking Cairo, dude. I'm not going to sit here and haggle with you. We're not in Cairo. I'm not laying down my rug and my wares and arguing with you about this.
How did he like that?
He liked it. He knows. He knows I'm just joshing. But what's that?
Does he?
He better know I'm joshing.
I'm sure he got a nice chuckle out of that.
Yeah.
So you told him, like, well, you should be like car man to car man, bro.
Look, I'm a car man.
Exactly.
I told him. I was like, dude, I'll go to Honda right now.
For sure.
You better give me that Chevy Cruze or I'm going straight to Honda.
That Chevy Cruze, what color
Chevy
you got?
Chevy Cruze is so funny.
You should get it murdered out, dude.
I think it's either black. I think it might be black.
Get black rims.
I should.
Dude, if you get spinners on the Cruze, if you get spinners on the Cruze, dude, you would.
Dude, I don't know why you're laughing sitting here joshing about Chevy Cruzes. Those are fucking good vehicles.
It's a good domestic vehicle. What are you talking about?
If I start rocking. Oh. I'm actually, yeah.
Are you going to get it wrapped?
Yes.
You get a wrapped. You get your Twitter handle on it.
The Chevy Cruze.
That's a nice car, dude.
Chevy Cruze is sick.
That's a good fucking.
I was looking them up, dude. Chevy Cruzes are fucking tight.
Any new car I've ever been in, I'm like, dude, this is the best car I've ever been
in. I know. Well,
so nice.
He told me, he was like, I got a fucking Chevy Cruze for like 10 grand. And I was like, God damn it, dude.
I'll give you 15 for it.
I'm not driving a fucking Chevy Cruze. And then he showed me the pictures of it. I was like, that's a nice looking vehicle, Mina. Let me tell you something. The interior, leather, black on black, dude.
Is it
leather.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking every new car is like Bluetooth fucking.
Yeah.
All that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Chevy guy.
Yeah.
But I might be now. I might have to switch over and start bragging about being a Chevy guy.
Dude, you got to get the sticker, bro. You got to get Calvin peeing on Ford.
True.
You get Calvin peeing on Ford, peeing on Honda.
Well, this is a tough switch for me because I've always driven Asian vehicles.
True.
So now to switch, now this year for me to switch to American.
That's a bold statement.
For those people following me closely, dude, TMZ is going to be all over this.
The fact that you bought American.
Snapping pictures of me getting out of the Cruze.
Wait, so you're going America first on your car purchase?
Yes.
America first.
I'm only America. America first on the Chevy Cruze.
I mean, does China build any cars?
I don't know.
I don't think so, bro. There's no real Chinese. I don't think there's any Chinese car companies.
Why are you bringing up China, dude?
Well, I'm just thinking of they're going China first on that one. It's like
I agree. That's like the Chevy Cruze.
What's that have to do with the Chevy Cruze?
No, the Chevy Cruze is America first. That's my version of eating bats. Like if people in China found out it, they're like, he's driving a Chevy Cruze. What a loser!
They would sweat that Chevy Cruze, dude.
True.
We should start flipping Chevy Cruzes in like Malibu's in China.
Bro, you fucking can sit here and condescend all you want on the Chevy Cruze.
I'm not, dude.
One
I'm
of these days, you're gonna be in the passenger seat, you're gonna be like, what's this, a fucking Mercedes? I'm gonna be like, hey,
Matt,
let me tell you something. This is a Chevy Cruze.
I love Chevy.
It's a fucking 2014 Chevy Cruze.
My friend lost his license and I got to drive his Impala for like 6 months. I loved it.
True.
I have nothing wrong with
the
Chevys.
The come up from an 03 Corolla to a fucking 14 Chevy Cruze,
dude,
is
you kidding me?
Big time.
You kidding me?
That was.
You should strike a deal with Chevy. See if they can have you do like be the all new.
True.
You could be the Matthew McConaughey of Chevy Cruze, dude.
True. Just in the car, just yelling at minorities,
dude.
Twiddling my finger like McConaughey.
I
didn't always drive a Chevy Cruze until I started getting racist, and then I switched to American.
Oh man.
Did you ever see that? That fucking, there was a tornado where Trump went. Trump, I think it might have been Tennessee. Trump went to like talk about the tornado that happened, and he was like, an amazing story. This boy, he got thrown. There was like a 9-year-old that got thrown like a football field. He just got thrown down the street.
He got and Hail Mary'd.
Yeah, Doug Flutie fucking launched him. Tornado Flutie fucking tossed a pigskin, dude, and. while he was like talking about how incredible the story was, and he's like, now he's back with his family. The guy was like, no, his family died. And he was like, still an incredible story. He just, that was great.
Was this recently?
Yeah. Yeah. It was this year. It was this like since January. Yeah.
That's funny. Apparently, I was something was brought to my attention that now they're trying to say believe all women is a like that's like alt-right trap now. They're yeah, saying well, like, it, I mean, it is. It's like you know, it's
yeah.
Like,
they made it. They made the rules
exactly. Now it's
but
like
now well, that it's against them. It's yeah.
Like this is an alt-right trap, dude. This is a dude the, in the fucking the Atlantic this week. The Atlantic
every single time.
What
they did? I was just reading like comments because. Somebody was talking about, you know, somebody was talking about like canceled people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, they were just like talking about how, what's his name? The guy that was on Saturday Night Live, Al Franken.
Yeah.
How like he got canceled unjustly. Like all they did was name like three liberal people that got canceled.
On Aziz Ansari.
Like everybody else is exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Like, it is. Yeah, man. Dude, I was telling Billy today, I'm like, I just, again, I can't understand. If the president's such an important job, how is it that if you're trying to take down Trump, how is it that Joe Biden, if this is a job that actually matters, where in the world where you're like, all right, we need a stuttering guy with a long history of sexual impropriety. It's like, if it's that important of a job, you can't find like that dude couldn't be the CEO of Apple.
These people are, no, of course.
So it's like, you're telling
either,
me.
I mean, in their defense, either could Trump.
Like, no, exactly. But it's like it, same thing. It's like if it's such an important job, we're supposed to say that, like, you know, you better get in there and pick the right person and push the button and change the world. If that's true, why the fuck is it between those two people? Like, I just don't believe that it's a real thing. When people are like, get in there and do your part. It's like, I don't think that if you could truly change the world by pushing a, it just, it's not the way anything works.
Yeah.
To be like,
no, okay, I mean, I agree.
Everything's hard, but. There's this one thing, and it's basically what controls everything. If you push the right button, you win. It's like, okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. It was just funny thinking, like, that's their hope, a stuttering possible rapist, but obviously definitely not because, you know, he didn't do it. Obviously, you know, totally fabricated, but also believe all women, hashtag.
Yeah.
It's fucking – it's just – to me, it's just funny. It's funny to watch and be like, that's the guy. These people couldn't run a fucking car dealership.
Trump would run a fucking mean car dealership, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Trump would run a mean – please.
He could slang metal. He could slang metal for sure.
Trump would run a dealership and then just get destroyed by the IRS. Like, if Trump wasn't born rich, he'd be slinging Hondas right now.
Yeah, he'd be slanging metal for sure.
And then just absolutely running a dealership just straight into the ground.
Yeah.
Just stealing shit constantly.
Dude, I didn't even tell you about this. So I told you about this. We got our car and both dealerships lied and said they didn't have 2019s. They're like, nah, we don't have them. And then like Brittany just went on their website, our Honda.com. I was like, yeah, it says you have them. They're like, oh, wow. Weird. I didn't know that. And it's like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
You didn't know you had to. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to sell a 2019.
Yeah, or why car sales is still the last purchase you can make where it's just fucking mayhem, where it's just lying. It's just – it's like, why is this the one thing? And like, I go buy a shirt, it costs this much money. A TV is this much money. Yeah. Why when I go buy a fucking car, there's 10 dudes with goatees trying to fucking lie to me? Goatees and bracelets and pinky rings. It makes no sense. They all have gelled hair. In any dealership.
Does it look like a bunch of fat Chris Cornells are trying to take advantage of you?
Right? Literally, it looks like a bowling team. They're all in polos and khakis, and they come out and just fib, dude. They just fib. I worked with these guys. They're fucking – I like them. They're funny, but they literally will lie. They'll just go out and lie to people's faces all day. Start to finish. They wake up, they're like, oh man, it's work sucks. I gotta wake up early and then just go lie to a family about a van.
It is too true. It's so fucking funny that like
I don't understand it.
Well, it's funny now with the internet. They're like, now you don't get any 2019s, and Brittany's just like, oh, here it says here on your website you do, and they're like, Oh yeah. And then it's like, yeah, but I don't – we're selling them for – that's like 27,000. She's like, well, you know, this place offered us like 23, and they're like, what do 22? It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. What's, you know, it was, dude, the whole experience was so fucking funny because, again, I'm coaching. I'm telling her. I talked to you about it. I'm like, all right, what do we do? All you do, I just got a number out of them. I said, all right, yo, what's the best
you can do? That's all you got to do. Listen, anybody trying to buy a car, go to two dealerships, see who hates each other. That's usually easy. Go to a dealership, ask them who's a shitty dealership.
Yeah.
They'll tell you that right away. They'll name whoever they hate the most. Then go to that place and tell them what they were going to offer and then come back. That's all you have to do. I know. That's all you have to do.
It was so fucking funny because they, so the first place we went to was like, we don't have 2019s. We believed them. Then we went to the other place. We don't have 2019s. Brittany looked it up, busted them. Like, okay, yeah, we'll sell you 2019. Got them way down. And then just went back to the other place. And they're like, yo, you guys have 2019s too. And they're like, no, we don't. We're like, all right, later. And they called us right back. Like, yeah, we have them. We'll beat their price. And it was just like, what the fuck?
It's unbelievable.
Dude, it was funny because Bay couldn't – I had to pull her off, dude. She couldn't stop going back and back and back to the point where they were just shaving like $5 off. And I was like, bro, I want to be able to look this – I want to be able to look this man in the eye when we go in there. Like we – this dude was – this was a defeated dog, dude. We rolled in there and they were just like, you want a warranty? And I was like, nah. And they were like
– See, that's their last hope.
Yeah,
and the last hope is to sell you on like paint protection and warranty.
That's what it was.
And fucking all that shit. No, say no every time.
Talk Bay out of that. She was like, well, paint protection. I'm like, Brett, we're not getting.
No, that's the ultimate. Paint protection is useless.
I'm like, you mean triple that? Yeah. And they're like, well, if the scratch is smaller than a dollar bill, respectively, it's like, yeah, they're going to fuck me up.
None of that. That also means nothing. They're also making that up about like what means what. Yeah. They don't know. Like, I would say the same thing to people. Just because somebody else told me. They're like, if it's a foot long, it counts. It's like, no.
If the dent doesn't crack the paint and it's strictly inverted, and we'll pull it out with the vacuum cleaner, we got you on that. That'll be $1,600. Well,
these are dumb people. And these are, no offense to people that work in car sales, but the majority of the people are kind of like, they all have Trump blood. True. They all, like, the way Trump goes into a business meeting with, like, one fact, and he'll just say it. Like, no matter what the... If he knows one fact so that everybody thinks he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what car dealers do. Like, they'll be like, inverted? That guy just learned that word. If the dent's inverted, it's like, what are you talking about? What's that mean?
Well, they talk fast. Like, yeah, the if you want the powertrain on the RS, on the 08, like, they'll say little, they'll combine words into, like, cool little acronyms. They're like, this guy knows cars. This guy's cool. This guy, they just talk fast as fuck. And you're like, I believe this guy.
Yeah, if he knew cars, he wouldn't be selling Hondas. It's like being a chef and working at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, Hondas are the best. But I'm saying, like, if he was, like, a car expert, he'd be fucking working with, like, muscle cars and shit.
He'd have his sleeves up, dude. He'd be dirty.
He wouldn't be selling you, like, a eco-friendly Civic.
Well, that's when I got – yeah, that's when I got in a fight with a guy at Home Depot at the tool rental place. That's when he was just being a total dick. Neither of us knew anything about tools. I was running a power washer, but I like would call people who know in the parking lot. He would tell me shit. And I'm like, I don't think that's right. And I'd go back in.
Facts.
And be like, dude, this actually, you're wrong about this. And he started getting lippy. And it was just like, dude, you stand behind the desk with the apron on, bro. That's why I'm out with the tools. I was just like, that pissed him the fuck off.
Yeah, that's a mean thing.
That was a mean thing he said. Fuck him, man. But dude, that was so funny. I had to call Bay off, dude. She got a taste. She tasted blood. It's like when they say you don't have a tibble.
Yeah, I was trying to grab my cat. I was gonna hold him up here.
He got away.
He got away. I was too slow for the cat. He knew it was a trap.
It was funny calling her off, and then even after we'd got them down, she was like, "Let's offer him $3,000 less." I'm like, "Dude, you're spazzing. You can't do this, man."
Yeah.
So funny.
I get it. It's hard not to do that. Jesus Christ, dude. My cat has a fucked up butt. Like since he was a cat, he's always had shit hanging out of his ass.
He has a really like beaten up porn star butthole.
He does. And no right offense now, to your cat. No, it's all right. Right now he has diarrhea, so there's literally just shit hanging all over the back of him. He came out, so I had to wipe his ass the other day.
Would you
hold him up? I've been wiping his ass with paper towels.
Wiping a cat's ass is tough.
It's tough. They get mad.
That's like Rocky. That's your Rocky version of like picking up the chickens, dude.
It's tough. I gotta wipe a cat's diarrhea.
So my dogs don't like it. When I gotta wipe my dog, when Jackson gets diarrhea, which is pretty regularly, I gotta like trap him with my knees on his way in, and I'll have I warm it up at least. I get a warm, wet paper towel. I gotta like dab his butthole. Which Matilda makes sore by constantly licking, so it's like his butthole's always chapped.
Damn, he gets his ass eaten that often?
Oh yeah, she cleans them regularly. Yeah, it's kind of a something that gets shut. I let it go when I'm down in the basement. I just let her have at it, but Brittany shuts it down pretty hard.
I gotta go ride Peloton after this, dude.
True.
I gotta drive over to my sister's and hit the fucking bike. My fucking grundle and butt is destroyed from this thing.
Yeah, that'll fucking crush.
It's a hard seat, dude.
It'll desensitize. The fucking
bike seat is hard. It feels better today. Wait, what?
They say if you ride bikes all the time, it can desensitize your boner temporarily. No big deal. They're saying because the blood flow kind of cuts blood flow off in a way. Where they said that can over time, dude, you ride 50 miles constantly. You're not going to run into
No.
It.
No. I got different reasons to be.
Yeah, do routine self exams. You'll be fine.
I got different reasons to be worried about blood flow and shit than the one workout I do.
Yeah, no, you're fine. This is guys who ride bikes for
I'll be lounging.
I think it's more women too. If women ride bikes hard, I think it does something it can decrease their sex drive. But it's miles and miles and miles. It's just.
Yeah, I'm not close to that. It's fun though. It's just me. I go with hip hop every time.
Yeah.
This black dude's fucking hyped the whole time.
That's tight.
It's fun. He's like, I believe in you. He's yelling that at me. I'm like, I fucking believe in me.
Can you see the people that you're competing against?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can see what numbers they're putting out. And I try to beat it. I beat Katie's, my sister's records.
Hell yeah.
First 2 days, I beat her 20 and 30 minute. Today, I'm going to beat her 40 minute record.
How's Meany? Is he on the board?
I haven't checked Meany's. He works at a dealership. True. So Meany's is on that car dealer life, which is 12 hours a day. And then you come home and go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't hit the Peloton that hard.
That's another thing you're dealing with when you're buying a car. You're dealing with a dude whose life is entirely selling cars.
Yeah, why do they got to work? Oh, I guess that makes sense. They got to just be there.
Their hours are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, here's why. It's usually because, and no offense to Meany, and no, I sold cars, but it's typically guys that either didn't graduate college or they don't have the qualifications to be making the money that they make selling cars.
Yeah.
So then it's kind of I can tell you whatever I want. I can tell you to work 12 hours a day, fucking 6 days a week.
Yeah, because they can make bank, and they usually do.
Because they are making bank, and the longer they stay working, the more they bank.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. Where are we at time-wise?
We're pretty good. I think in 20 years, eating like animals, people are going to – or not 20, 50 years, they're going to be like –
Yeah,
you had them, bro, and it's like
everybody had them.
Everybody,
our economy was based.
It was different back then.
yeah,
exactly.
It was just different back then.
Yeah,
I think it'll be one of those things. We'll come to and be like, "Nah, it's kind of fucked up."
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah, they're gonna start just making meat.
Yeah, but also, chickens would go extinct. Chickens will die in the wild.
Would you rather not exist or live that life?
That's a fucking hard question.
I don't know. I don't think that's a hard question.
Free range.
Free range boys are having fun. We should let them loose.
Having fun, and or chickens, you could just eat their
eggs.
They're
just gonna be out. Dude.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit because they're eggs. Chickens will be around.
Yeah,
people will still want to eat eggs. Yeah, it's fair game.
That's just pro choice.
True.
That's just a good old fashioned chicken abortion.
True, dude.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm for that.
True that.
I believe in women's chicken. Cows. I believe in hens' rights.
Cows will be fucked.
Cows will be fucked.
They're done. I'm trying to think what would make it. Pigs would be good. You know, if you let a pig out in the wild, it becomes a boar.
Yeah, it grows tusks.
Comes a boar.
Shit. Yeah. Oh, I watched a sick boar video earlier.
Yesterday,
I was watching a fucking tight boar video.
What was it up to?
I was cheering. It was on Nature's Metal. This fucking jaguar was munching a boar. And they were wrestling. They were fighting. He was fighting his dick off to survive. He was screaming the whole time.
Yeah, they.
And then out of nowhere, a fucking hyena came in to join. And the boar just goes nuts, busts loose. Bucks a hyena, sprints into the woods, and all three of them sprint into the woods together. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was excited for
getting
the
munched. He's a fucking revenant.
He was getting crushed. And then right when the hyena came in, he busted out and started going wild. He went hog wild. Come on. Yeah.
Help.
Here we go.
That's what we're designed for, dude.
Yeah.
That's what we're designed for.
What, going hog wild?
Just fucking physical survival.
yeah.
We're designed for physical survival.
Yeah, you've been in a fist fight.
Yeah.
You can feel it that time. When you get in a fist fight, it comes out.
Oh, for sure.
Where you just go, I see red. I go fucking full fucking
Yeah.
Start squealing.
I black out.
Yeah.
A couple times it's happened to me, I just kind of come to and black out. It is just go full spasm mode, dude.
Yeah.
Super cyan. Where it's you just
bend
fucking
a fork.
Whenever I fight with, dude, I'll tell you what, bro. When the day comes when you're dealing with a pregnant bae, that third trimester, man.
You think I'm sticking around, bro?
You going to hit the road?
Yeah, bro.
That should be a Chevy Cruze commercial. You're just leaving your pregnant wife. Just
twiddling my finger. I didn't always drive a Chevy Cruze.
You see, like, my son.
But then I got a waitress pregnant. And then I got back on the road. I said, that's not mine, bitch.
I got to pay $800 a month for my kid. But other than that, the Chevy Cruze is only
That's why I bought this 10 grand Chevy Cruze and paid it off. Government can't touch my earnings.
I'm going to give it to my boy once he's of age.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good move. As a distant dad, if you are want to leave your kid, you have to go like live at the top of the mountain and be like a kung fu master. So when he finally comes find you, he's like, I've been waiting for you.
I have been waiting for you.
I've been waiting for you.
Behold, this 20-year-old Chevy Cruze. I bequeath this.